Ladies and gentlemen, it's your guy Rock Mitchell, and we're back for another episode of the Social Advice Podcast, where it don't take that long to get right, shoddy. Man, I'm excited to be back with you. We're doing this a little bit different today. You can tell the quality is just a little bit different because I got some special guests on with me today, and I'm about to bring them in. I don't want to belabor the point, but I'm excited to have these guys on. We did some amazing work together over the last couple of weeks, and I think a lot of you probably already saw what we did together, and we got a lot more coming out, but I want to first bring in my guy, Neon Dre from Black Menswear. All right. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I got the rest of the brethren in the waiting room. I kind of already gave an intro. So for you. So next person I'm going to bring in is Odell. And everybody who knows me knows that me and O, we thick as thieves. We ride tough together. And O is going to be a part of this because in this particular podcast, I want to talk about a few different things. I want to talk about style. I want to talk about leadership. Want to talk about creativity, and I want to talk about, because my podcast is about getting out of your comfort zone, being your best self,
right?
Becoming a better you, right? And so who better than to talk to than you? You've made something out of absolutely nothing. So I really want to tell your story, get you to tell your story, but I also want to make sure that we bring O on because O is big on leadership. He's big on style, mm-hmm. all of those things. And he's a brother of mine. So let me just bring him. Let me admit him right on in.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Odell Dickerson Jr. Your audio is connecting. Can you hear us? Oh. There he is. What's up, O?
Hey, what's up, Rock Mitchell?
We got the famous and infamous Neon Dre from the Black Menswear.
What's up, bro?
Appreciate y'all. What up, O?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, bro. I'm always looking for the time where the beard is gonna be slightly out of place, so I can be like, "Hey,
never.
Your beard."
Never.
I wake up like this.
Knowing him, he probably was in the mirror like 45 minutes before this was started. Just like, I got to make sure every hair is. What kind of beard balm you use, O?
I'm not wedded to any beard balm right now. So.
Oh, yeah. So there's an opportunity here for somebody who wants to cut the right check to have like the most influential beard guy on Instagram and social media. To rep your brand, so
and you say that to cut that check, I'm gonna go ahead and drop this plug in there. I hope they hear it. I just, for my birthday this week, my wife ordered me a brand new bevel kit, complete bevel shave kit.
Nice.
Got a bevel edger as well, so I'm gonna put that joint to use this weekend. See how sharp it can make my edges. I put the razor on to clean up all the rest of this last night. I was like, okay, bevel, okay.
So DeAndre, did you see on one of my pictures, the picture I posted with you and I, wishing you a happy birthday? Somebody came on and said, "Where's this beard?"
Shoot, it's on my daddy face. It ain't me yet.
No, dude, like Bevel, those are folks over there. They're doing some amazing work with their clippers,
absolutely.
Man. So we got to go ahead and speak that one into existence.
I haven't heard from the great people over there, Bevel.
Well, we're speaking into existence.
Yeah. Now, never heard from
right.
Me yet.
Yeah. And all we needed was that Neandre endorsement.
Right. Neandre's the plug.
Most definitely. Hold on. I got Jermaine, my other guy, Jermaine Gibbs, also goes as J Unique Eye on social media, and he's an incredible photographer. I brought Jermaine in because he's like the third part of our little, situation that we have here in Baltimore. He does the photography. I do the creative direction and the videography. And O is our business guy. O makes sure we straight. And it's like a trifecta,
Right.
And so I wanted to bring Jermaine on because we're having a conversation about men's stuff, And so I wanted to bring him on. And ladies and gentlemen, all the way live from East Baltimore.
From Ghana.
from Ghana. Is
Jermaine probably a guy?
Jermaine Kwasi Gibbs.
Kwasi,
what's up, man?
told you.
There he is. He's trying to find the light.
That's not your house. That's a background.
All right. So with all that being said, I don't have a lot of time, and I want to jump right into today's podcast. I got some influential guys on here. All of you guys on here besides me, all of y'all have more than 30,000 followers on Instagram. And
let this word keep resonating and keep blowing up. You might have 30,000 by next week.
Right away. Dude, over the last week, I done got like 400 new followers fooling with y'all. So yeah, I'll stay with it. I mentioned that because people just say, you know, when it comes down to social media, you know, it's cool or whatever, you know, and I still got my business. I do what I do. But what I find in all of you guys is that you see the responsibility and the reach that you have to be able to go to your social media, go to your phone at any given time and reach 50,000 people is a crazy thing. Like, that's amazing. So, but with that comes social responsibility. And because of who you guys are, you guys have been very, very diligent about making sure that you project men in the Black community in a right way. So I want to start this conversation. First, I want to go to Neandre, and I want you to give us a little background on not just you, but why you started Black Menswear, and then talk about your responsibility, because you don't just post anything on your page. And so I want to talk about that a little bit, and then we'll just spread the wealth around. We only got about 35 minutes here, and so I want to jump right into it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for me, so, you know, this is, I've finally settled into, like, this is, you know, my calling, in a sense, right? To be able to help to bring more positivity to our culture, to the people that look. There was no, you know, real positive outlets when it came to describing the Black man. It was always overcome by the negative stereotypes. And so I took it upon myself as a responsibility to say, hey, you know, I had already studied social media. I knew how to use platform, you know, how to grow a social media following and consistency and all of those things. And so just saying, man, you know, literally sitting there watching the news one day, and bro, this was shortly after Philando Castile, and just watching, you know, just the portrayal of this guy who's a father and a legal weapons carrying individual. And though he'd done nothing wrong, when he's murdered by the police officer, they victimized the police officer and made him a suspect. And so from my regard, I was like, wait, nah, like this man has done nothing wrong. He's the victim here. He's not a suspect for anything. Wasn't driving the vehicle that you guys pulled over. You know what I'm saying?
They, right.
The way the media, you know, letting the media control that narrative, they controlled it the way they wanted to. And so I was like, man, what can I do to help control our narrative? Because this is the story that's being told about me. So how can I help change that story, not just for myself, but also for, you know, my children, my sons, my grandchildren, my friends, my family, my, you know, how can I help to perpetuate a better image of the Black man? And man, it started 3 years ago, October, and down since, haven't slowed down.
That's crazy. And with that being said, I want to direct this to you, man. Like, it's easy just to live your own life. It's easy just to say, you know what, I'm doing well. I'm the COO over at the biggest church in Baltimore. You know what I mean? Feeding a whole bunch of people, making sure people getting COVID shots. COVID testing. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't doing bad. You know, you're doing all right over there. You know, it's easy for you not to get involved, but I saw firsthand that when we were in D.C. Working with Black Menswear, that you got up like the crack of dawn and went and fed people. What's that drive, man, from a leadership perspective that makes you want to be uncomfortable so you making sure you're leading and helping other people?
Man, great response, Neandre. And, man, we had an amazing weekend. So I got to shout you out about the weekend we just had over in D.C. Your team was amazing. Brock was amazing. Jermaine was amazing. It was a great moment in history that we hope lasts longer than the weekend that just passed and longer than a couple of social media posts. But for me, Rock, man, for me, leadership is everything to me. I believe that everything rises and falls on the shoulders of leadership. And ultimately for me to rock, as it really, even as it relates to social media, but everything I do is ministry. I've given my whole entire life to ministry. And I've officially been a part of ministry for about 20 years, but everything I do, I've dedicated to ministry and leadership in ministry. And leadership, the other word that people don't like to brag about that can be interchanged with leadership is servanthood. Right. At the end of the day, I'm a leader, I'm a servant. You just don't hear people walk around talking about, man, I'm a leader, I'm a servant. I'm a servant. Everybody's talking about being a leader and or a boss. And man, so everything I do is about giving back.
Yeah, that was a whole vibe like years ago. I'm a boss. I'm a boss. Like, right. But at the end of the day, what is that? Being a boss means that when the check comes, you got to pay it every time. Being a boss, I mean, and that's what servants do. But it's just like there's no humility in that whatsoever.
Not only that, man, a boss is that person that people do not like to work for, that people aren't willing to do anything for, but a good leader who even leads beside his people, who even leads behind his people, people will do anything to help or to serve a good leader because all they see him do or her do is serve. So right. A leader is just that person that's doing what they're trying to replicate. A great coaching question is, and I would ask this, say if I was doing a consultant for a church leadership group or business leadership group, what if everybody in the world was a duplicate of you? What would this world be like?
Cinematically, it'd be amazing.
but how, you know, I mean, I agree with you. Yes, you're absolutely right. But I mean, seriously, would there still be hungry people?
Yes,
would there still be racism? Would there still be social injustice if everybody was just like you?
And see, and that's the thing, right? There's a lot of and any good leader, I think, will tell you this. And it was a big undercurrent in 50 Cent's new book, Hustle Smarter, is that you always can be in a sense of development. You can always be in a sense of you're never done developing. You're never done learning. And so with that being the case, I want to move over to Jermaine because Jermaine had a big turn in his life not too long ago, several years back, where all of a sudden he decided that he wanted to just do all his work in Africa. You know, and that's a weird thing, right? Because it's like you doing all right here. You famous photographer. You book up and down the East and West Coast, and then you up and say, you know what? I want to feed people in Africa. I want to dig wells in Africa. I want to go over there and help people. Where'd that come from, bro? You on mute.
I think it's really something that I grew up around seeing my grandmother do so much for the community and just people in general. But I guess it took me years to really figure out where I'm supposed to be doing it and how I'm supposed to be doing it. And I really went on a photography assignment and seeing things. And I was like, this can't be really happening in the 2000s. This was at that time, it was 2015, but it was reality. And it's like, wow, I've seen all this stuff on TV, but to actually be in the midst of it, like I can touch it, I can feel it and see people literally going to a pond and that's the only water they ever have. That just made me open my eyes and I decided to go back the next year. And then I came back and was like, okay, I got to really do something. I can't just be one of the people that's just going to say, I want to help you. I'm just going to give you some money, but no, really, what can I really do to come and really make change? And I came back and formed a nonprofit. And then we went back the following year and we built a well, we built 6 restrooms. We paid the teacher's salary out of our own pocket for 2 years. So I think you can't really do anything in life without being a servant, and part of it is giving back.
I remember because the admin used to always text me, everybody, Rock, we need you to send over the, your payment so the teachers can be paid in Africa. And I transferred that little bit of money over. And I think that's that sense of not just domestic responsibility, but international responsibility, knowing that you have a connection, a deeper connection somewhere else is strong. You know what I mean? And I see that not just in what you're doing, but I see that in what Neandre is doing, in the very fact that you're having all of these flash mobs and going to different cities, and like you're not, when you're going, like cats is coming out, like, cause you live in Texas, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'm in Dallas, and you know, we started it here. You know, we probably did four here locally before
tell them what the flash mob is.
Yeah. So our flash mob is kind of, it's our staple event, where we go into a different location or a different city, and we call brothers to come out in suits, suited and booted, to get content. Right. But it's more than that. It's a networking opportunity. It's a refresher, a resetter. I have guys that tell me, speaking of the last flash mob that we just had, one of the guys that was there, he's like, bro, I've been going through so much lately, and just to be here has helped me to kind of be like, you know what, I can get through this, right? It's just that brotherhood, that empowerment that comes with that. And so, you know, now we do those across the country. This was the first year we had actually laid out 12 cities that we're going to do a tour. Kind of before, it had been like, okay, I got to go here for work, for business, so I'm going to go ahead and do a flash mob in LA. Got to go to Chicago, so I'm going to do one there. And like this year, we orchestrated it out to go, okay, East Coast, West Coast, where the hot, you know, the summertime we're going to be in the Northeast, you know, in the wintertime we're going to be in the South or the West Coast.
Right.
Strategic with this. And we'll pick that right back up in 2021, but, you know, having a 6-month layoff, because the last one we did was in Charlotte in February, right before the pandemic hit. Uh-huh. Having a 6-month layoff and then coming out of that one with the largest one we've ever had is just a testament of the value of what the flash mobs actually bring outside of just the content.
Yeah, and those flash mobs, man, are crazy, because this last weekend we did the flash mob, everybody, and the crazy thing is, so that night, that Friday night, we did a podcast recording, which was phenomenal. But it's raining like cats and dogs. And we're looking at the weather like, yo, it's supposed to rain in the morning as well. And so I think all of us had a little bit of worry or a little bit of angst about whether or not this thing was going to get pulled off. And so Neandre is like, well, you know, I'm going to look at the weather in the morning and then I'll text everybody and see where we go from there. And to know that you had, like, I think you said you had 300 or 400 guys booked.
400.
You had 400 guys booked, and out of the 400 guys that booked, you moved it to 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And out of the 400 guys booked, I think, Jermaine, you said you counted, it was like how many?
240.
To have that, so that picture that you're seeing that's all across social media, recently posted by DL Hughley, has 240 strong black men in it. That's crazy. That's nuts. That's what you call influence. Some people can't get 5 people to show up and pay them. You had 240 strong black men show up. What do you attest that to? Like, the strength of your brand is incredible. How'd you get it to that point?
Bro, it was consistency. And, you know, again, I come back to this all the time, man. This is really me just kind of walking in what God's plan was for me to do, right? I love talking to O about it because, you know, while we're not – you know, we're not the pastors of the church, but we do go out and we minister to people in other ways. And this has really been the way that I've been able to help with that. And again, man, it speaks to just the positivity around it and kind of like the about time factor of it, right? About time that there's somebody that highlights how well our average black men are doing, that are getting up, going to work, you know what I'm saying?
Versus starting businesses, right?
Yeah. Entrepreneurship, doctors, lawyers, executives. One thing that my boy Evan talks about, whenever we do a lot of our pitches,
And we've, you know, now we've been able to connect with African-Americans that are in leadership roles within these companies, right? And they're trying to say, hey, you know, I'm trying to get my company to support you guys, support what you got going on. And one thing that Evan often says in that conversation is one of the resounding things that we have with this platform is we know that we exist, but outside of this room, most of these people don't know that we even exist in these roles, right?
Right.
You know, VP, director, manager in the different scopes of industry. And so being able to highlight that, you know, and then we throw a little bit of celebrity in here and there on the page just to kind of, you know, see who we can connect with. But really speaking to the power of unity, the power of brotherhood, and how important that actually is why the page has grown the way it has.
So when I look at your page, I see one thing, but then when I actually interact with you and Evan, I feel like it's a whole, people don't really understand the magnitude of leadership and humility that goes into what it is that you guys are doing. And I got to see it firsthand, but I'm not going to speak on my experience just yet. What I'd like to do is because I view O as a leader of leaders, like he's a leader's leader, like, and I know he calls himself a good number two, but like, can't too many people assess your organization and assess you as a leader? Like, oh, he's that guy when it comes to that. So, I'm gonna just put Evan and his organization on the spot. When you look at Black Menswear, what's your assessment of them as, or Evan and Neandre from a leadership perspective? Because I feel like, dude, for what you guys did in a whole different city that y'all don't even live in, and then how humble you remain the whole time. You know, some people get flustered. Like, you and Evan never got flustered. You guys sweated your suits out, and you didn't have to be in front. You took direct, like, and a lot of leaders can't do this. You took direction very, very well. Evan took direction very, very well in those moments where direction from somebody else was needed. And then you came in and said, Rock or Jermaine, I'd like to move in this direction. I'd like to do this. Let's not forget to do this. But it was always in a capacity of humility, service, and it didn't carry over like there was any big shots there. So I want, that's my little bit of assessment, but I want O to kind of chime in and give me his leadership assessment of the organization, because for some people, they need to hear somebody like, a grown, you know, not to say that you guys aren't grown. I'm not saying that.
What I'm saying is
like, you know, O is known for his leadership in these parts, you know what I mean? And I want him to go ahead and speak to that.
And I think just if you just point to this weekend past, but even all of the mobs that you've done, I noticed you guys, Neandre, even long before we connected, you guys were moving. It really is about your leadership and meeting Evan this week and watching you guys in action. You guys have that leadership that a lot of companies, a lot of organizations wish they had. You know, during this time where we're fighting against racial injustice and systematic racism and justice for Breonna Taylor and justice for Jacob Blake and everybody else who's been negatively affected, they're trying to paint this picture to say, you know, why are you guys so worried about cops killing black men when all of you black men are killing each other? You know, they tried to change the narrative, and here you come along and get all of these black men together. Most of us don't know each other, but we've met each other through social media, and a lot of us through your page. There's people who I met who said, I know you, I met you, I never met you, but I saw you on social media, I saw you on Black Menswear, and man, you've connected all of us brothers together. Yeah. And every brother that was there would probably, they not probably, I know would show up for you. And the thing is, none of us got paid for that. None of us got paid for that. We showed up because we wanted to be a part of something positive, and we wanted to be a part of something that was bigger than ourselves. And that's what leadership does. Leadership is, you might be a team member, you might be the captain, you might not be the captain, but how do you make your team better? And as it relates to leadership in the African-American community and black men of all generations, you're making us better through Black Menswear. You're promoting an image across the world on a daily basis that would not otherwise be seen. And so I think that says a lot about your leadership. You're making your team better. And you have team members that you don't even know about. You have 100,000 followers, but more people, you know, if you click on the insights, more people are looking at your page and pushing your pitches. So you're making your team better. And your team is a big team. And it's important because we need this aspect of our leadership to win. We're winning with you. Definitely.
No, I appreciate that. And, you know, that I've been fortunate enough throughout my, you know, my career, you know, still young in my career in a sense, though, but I've been fortunate enough to be connected to some pretty good leaders that always lead from the aspect of servant leadership. That's always been, that's been ingrained in me, right? Nobody wants a dictator. They want somebody that they know is going to be in the trenches with them. And always been my approach to leadership is not necessarily like ruling with an iron fist, because I've had people rule with an iron fist when I was younger. And it's like that, I can float with a lot of different stuff, but other people can't do that. Some people shut off. They might say, you know, forget this. I'm done. I'm out of here just because of that interaction. And I know, you know, one of my leadership styles is connecting and bringing out the best in other people. And, you know, that's, you can't, we miss out on so many opportunities because, like Rock said, being in the position to say, okay, this is my platform. Y'all got to do it the way I want it to do, or it's not going to get done. You got to know your role in the whole situation. Right.
Right.
I understand my position as, you know, the face of the brand, and my visionary aspect, but I ain't a photographer. I'm not a videographer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, even when it comes down to the business sense, I'm not the finance guru. I'm not the branding guru. Now, marketing, I can handle that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, the out front, the communications, I can do all of that stuff, but knowing where you fit into the equation, I think is very important. And I understand where I fit into the equation.
Neandre, the term that I use for everything you just explained, and I use this myself, is I work to my strengths and I outsource my weaknesses to my team. That means you build a team that fills in the gaps of your weaknesses.
Yeah.
Work to your strengths and outsource your weaknesses. I mean, everybody will win that way.
Right. Agreed.
I mean, and that's crazy that you talked about, you know, how you learn leadership, your leadership style from, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people, once they get their opportunity, it's a wrap. They should have never let me in charge, you know? But right. I think as you grow this thing, man, it becomes even more imperative that you stay even more humble. And it taught me a lot just watching how you guys operate, because I've been in leadership for a while now. Even starting back to my corporate career, I was in leadership for a good amount of time, and I'm in corporate leadership now. And even amongst the things that I do outside of the corporate space, even in my own company, man, like you have to be humble. So I got just a few more minutes, and I want to shift this conversation like really quickly. I want quick, just real quick. And I want to talk about style. I want to talk about style. Because we know that Neandre is a very stylish guy. We know that O is a very stylish guy. And so I want to go real quick, take 1 minute, everybody, and talk about where you get your sense of style. Let's start with Jermaine.
I think because I'm an artist and I just see, for me, I just like doing different things. I don't want to be following a trend. So I'm literally, if anybody know me from a teenager, the way I dress now is the exact same way I dressed when I was a teenager. Minus 2 years when I went through a phase when I would not wear jeans. I dressed up every day. But beyond that, I like to be free. I like to be comfortable. And I feel like, you know, depending on what room I'm walking in, I know what to wear and still be myself. Right. Not have to compromise my style to feel like I need to fit in or be somebody else.
Okay. And so with that being said, what's your go-to? A suit or jeans and some jeans, J's, and a t-shirt?
some jeans and a t-shirt.
I knew it. All right, let's go to Neandre.
Yeah, I'm suited and booted. Even right now, see, I got a Puma on, but I got on black menswear linen pants. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I see you. What's that, salmon?
Yeah, you know.
Salmon, JC said, this ain't pink, this mauve.
This mauve. right.
That's kind of come as of late because I've fallen more in love with the suit because I, you know, for me, I'm all about how I can make the suit more casual too. So, you know, that's my approach to it. My style icon, and a lot of people are like, wait, what, for real? My style icon is Chris Paul. And just because like how he navigates through the casual to the suited, even though I tend to kind of stay along the lines of the suited, but like kind of building up that casual where the way, okay, you know, get the high tops with the sweats, you know what I'm saying, and see how you can encapsulate that on the top, you know, maybe even do the jeans with the hoodie and the blazer on, right? So that kind of style. But I'm always looking for a way to either wear a blazer, a vest, a sport coat, jacket. I love layering for my style.
Okay. That sounds really, really modern. You know what I mean? Because in this day and age, you definitely gotta have that mixture of the both, you know? And I think a lot of times, especially in the hip hop world, there's not enough suiting. So when you say Chris Paul, I'm like, cool. Cause Chris Paul knows really how to do both. You know, for me, my favorite singers in the entire world, and any singer will tell you that she is literally probably the best singer, is Brandy, right? Hands down, Brandy, right? But like when you look at, like, but she's underrated. Like people don't really, because they don't understand what goes into it, they don't really give her the respect that she's due, right? And I think Chris Paul is like that too with his fashion, because it is so like, he's doing things like, it's not crazy like a,
not like Russ Westbrook where he
yeah not like Westbrook, it's not comical, but it's like I do that, that's fly, you know, yeah, what I'm saying, right. All right, so let's go to
so, you know, first and foremost, Odell exec is short for executive. That was the desire of my heart, to be a businessman, to be an executive. So the suit and tie is my go-to, and I'm a DB killer. I love double-breasted suit and tie. But at the same time, I grew up in an era where I wore, you know, Adidas sweatsuits, shell heads, Air Force One. So I was big in the fashion. I was a big sneakerhead. And it's funny, today I was talking about at work, I come to work mostly in athletic clothes. But I got on a T-shirt and some J's today.
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
So man, my style is an extension of who I am. And what I have on any given time is my vibe at that moment. It's my mood, you know, hashtag vibe, hashtag mood. That's who I am at that moment. I get to express myself at that moment. And when I put on a suit or when I put on a fit, it's really not a suit or a fit. It's an extension of who I am. So if you pinch the suit, you pinching me. So I get all the way in when I vibe and when I dress. It's an extension of who I am and who I am at a particular moment in time.
So let people know, because they don't know, like you got like this crazy wardrobe in two different places. They don't know that though.
You gonna let them up? They know now.
Well, it's not live, so we cut it out. But let them know. Like,
I see the red button over there.
It's recorded, but it ain't live. But like, talk to us about that. Like, why do you have two different wardrobes in two different places?
I'm also a perfectionist. I also have OCD. I plan and I'm organized and I plan, and things have to be very convenient. So I have this routine. So I come to work every morning. Before COVID, but still, I come to work every morning, right? The first thing I do is work out. So I come in workout clothes, but I don't want to drag my suit and tie to work every day. So I set it up whereas all of my work clothes, my suits, my ties, my shoes are here, right? So I come and I have a gym here. So I come here, I work out, and I come to my office, I take a shower, and I get dressed here. So I have a whole work wardrobe in my closet. and I have a few things at home as well. But most of my casual stuff and my sneaker collection is at home in a closet that I had built in the basement.
So when the first time I came to O's office, right, I'm thinking it's just going to be a regular office, but it's not. Like, he literally has like 40 suits, like, I mean, and like killer suits, not like, not like, all right, these just some throw ones, like some killer joints just crammed in his closet. But not just that, it doesn't stop there, right? He has like the craziest shoe collection above and beneath all of these suits. And I'm thinking to myself, yo, why is all of these, he has all of these clothes in here. But then he said, come on, let's go downstairs. So we go downstairs in the church, mind you, to a gym, and we work out. And then we come back upstairs, shower, all that stuff. So the reason that he has all of this stuff there is because he's eliminating every excuse to be the very best he can be. Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of us have to realize, because y'all know I like to drop nuggets. That's what we have to realize, is that for you to be the very best that you're going to be, you have to eliminate every excuse that you would give yourself.
Mm-hmm. So you have to plan for it. And you've heard the P's, you know, poor, you know, proper planning prevents
piss poor performance.
Piss poor. So I plan. I'm a consummate planner, and I make sure I have it done, and I think ahead of time to make sure things are done. And whatever you have is a result of your planning. So if you have $100 saved, it's because you saved $100. You plan to save it. If you have $0 saved, even though you didn't have a plan, you had a plan.
Right.
Right. Right. And
even,
so
even when you don't have a plan, you have a plan. You may not like it, but it's a plan.
So let's talk about really quickly, Neandre, let's talk about what's next for first, let me congratulate you on going viral.
Appreciate it.
And the work that we did, man, is getting some crazy traction, man. Like, these numbers are crazy. Like, Jermaine, you put one up on the board, baby. Like, you did. You put one on the board, dude. Like, and so not just because you're getting the engagement on your individual pages, but just look at the shares on, like, how many shares you have on that picture, Neandre?
Straight from my page, I think the shares is like 700 shares directly from the picture on itself. Then you look at how many times it amplifies from there. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And so I know that my phone has been dinging ever since we posted. And so I know y'all phones got to be like burnt all the way up.
Yeah. You
know? So, what's next? I know you're going to ride off of this momentum, and you got something coming up. And we're going to be putting out some more content very, very shortly. We're going to bless the people, but talk about what's next for Black Menswear.
Man, you know, honestly, we're continuing with the flash mobs, right? With the flash mob weekends, right? So now it's more than just a flash mob. It's a Dapper Conversations plus a flash mob, right? So it's the visual plus the in-depth, right? Having the Dapper Conversations, getting that in-depth conversation, getting people to really talk about, you know, we look at bringing influencers. When we're able to have everybody in the room, like, that's even the more powerful when we have 25 to 30 guys, from philanthropists to entrepreneurs to social media influencers, just together. But we all have the same common thread that we brothers is trying to make it and trying to navigate this world. And so having that, you know, really bringing that full circle to where we're looking at turning that more into conversational content, where you get people to actually hear what we're talking about within that, right? So we're building out the Dapper Conversations. Obviously, we got the flash mob. And then, you know, our goal, you know, by 2022 is to be like the Black GQ. We want gentlemen to come to us to know that, hey, if I'm looking for any type of content related to Black male upwardly mobile empowerment with a touch of fashion to it, then they're going to come rock with Black Menswear. And so that's kind of like our build out from that, you know, keeping that momentum of the flash mobs, getting the tour back going. Because, man, this year we had, you know, New York, Charlotte, Atlanta, D.C., L.A., Houston, Dallas, New Orleans, Chicago. I mean, we had all the chocolate cities lined up, and we knew this year was going to be phenomenal. So, but, I mean, God's plan, it just shifts just a tad. Yeah. 2020 going to be that breakout year.
And I think it's not to cut you off, but I think it's purposeful, right? I think that I think you don't get to have the DC that you just had without foregoing everything you already playing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I think it's the momentum that you're going to have now.
Right.
Is going to be through the roof. And not to say that I'm the best or Jermaine is the best. Well, no, I say Jermaine is the best, you know, but I think with the traction you have now and the how this thing is living, man, you might have 700 guys in Dallas.
Right.
You might have a thousand.
The whole town too. Your guys going to really come out in Dallas.
They going to come out.
Y'all are strong.
Plus, I challenged them too. I said, y'all can't let DC up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because we went kind of strong. Like, you might have to bring it back to Baltimore and see what we put together for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you know, you can't come to our hometown and we not put on. We're gonna have guys from everywhere, you know what I mean? It's gonna be 40. Hey, we're gonna have to find all the brothers from New Psalm. It's gonna have to come.
All the church brothers gonna be there.
All 47,000 of them.
Yeah,
so it's jam packed.
That's amazing, Neon. That's amazing. So coming up, you got Dallas. When is Dallas?
Dallas, September 25th and 26th. Then we backdoor Dallas with LA. LA will be October 23rd, 24th, 25th that weekend, and then we're gonna put it on simmer until we're gonna kick out the door in January. We'll probably start 2021 with Atlanta. So
gonna be lit. Atlanta. They're gonna turn up in Atlanta. All right, so Jay, what you got going on, baby?
The mute button.
Oh, you mean?
What do I have going on? Booked and busy.
booked and busy. Next year, how about that?
Yeah, booked and busy. My engagement shoot is coming up in like 3 weeks. I'm super excited about that. We're going to be shooting in D.C. We're actually going to be shooting the film as well. I'm excited about the wedding planning stage. Even though I'm not doing much, I just told her I just want to take control of the media part, the decorations and all that other stuff. That's all on her. But yeah, I'm excited about that. And then me, Odell, and Rock got another thing that we're about to drop in about 30 days, a big project we're working on out the country. I can't wait to drop that. I think that's kind of how we're going to end the year. And I'm excited to hopefully be traveling to another one of these cities to join the Black Menswear. Yeah. That's about it.
Man, like, I ain't going to lie to you. One thing O said a long time ago, I don't even know if, you know, you remember, but, like, you talked about chemistry. Once you get the right chemistry, man, like, I don't care. Like, that's what made, you know, the Bulls what they were, you know. You had to have Michael, you know, being him. But at the same time, you had to have Scottie Pippen not making no money whatsoever. Being the wing, the number two man, you know what I mean? So it works the way it works. What you got going on, Earl?
Man, I am continually leading here at New Psalmist, making sure we are doing ministry in a new way, and we're evolving, evolution and growing. Man, but you know, the things that Jermaine mentioned, the things that Rock and Jermaine and I, we're constantly in contact every single day.
Literally, talking
about projects. Like Jermaine said, we got one big project that nobody's talking about, but that's going to be amazing.
That's another internet
burger. It's in a place where Jermaine is already a king, and Rock are good. We're like...
princess,
but we cool with that.
I take a backseat to Jermaine any day.
Always, man. But always, you know, my family. You know, it's big. My whole family's home. I'm actually happy about that. I'm leading my family and seeing how I can really capture the remainder of 2020 and not have that sad song like everybody's saying, you know, what happened in 2020? I'm waiting for 2021. No, there's a few more months left, and I'm not going to forsake the time that God has given me to do whatever he has planned for me. I'm listening. I'm really trying to be more in tune to what God is saying and just be obedient.
That's what's up, man. And so just by way of what I have going on as the host of the Social Advice Podcast. We're coming back extra strong. I got a lot of people who are actually signed up to be on the podcast, but I wanted to kick it back off with, you know, the brethren, because they, you know, they doing some amazing things. They got a lot of traction right now. And I want everybody to see Neandre put a face. Like, I know y'all already know who he is, but just put a face to a name, because he's so humble that you
everybody,
probably don't.
Everybody thinks his name is Black Menswear.
Right. Hey, man, what's up with Black Menswear? Who, Neandre? You know, so I want everybody to put a face with a name that this is the guy, him and Evan run Black Menswear, and they're doing a phenomenal job. And let me say this, man, like, my phone has been blowing up. There's no way in the world I could have replied to every comment and every tag and every Instagram. Yo, I think y'all responded to over 50 million post, dude. Yeah, y'all respond to everybody. If you post on that stuff, they respond to you. So that's amazing, man. Like, big ups for that. So what I have going on is we're going to continue the podcast heavy. This is like the third season. So my phone is going off. It won't stop. So I'm going to just let that do what it's doing. Right now.
So that was your phone the whole time?
Yeah, man. Like, it's crazy. I can't. And it's coming from my computer. So I don't want to mess up my recording by, you know, jacking it up. So
you didn't shut it off before we started the recording?
No, it's from my. Anyway. It's up, ding. And so what ends up happening is that organization that I work with here in Baltimore, we put a mural in downtown Baltimore. I don't know if y'all got the chance to see that, but I know you stopped by O and Jermaine went down, got his pick. And so we worked with some artists and we put the mural in, which is extra dope. It's there. So if you in Baltimore, anywhere around, and you want to stop and see the Black Lives Matter mural, I had a very significant part in that. And going along with that, I'm doing a documentary highlighting how it came about and what happened with that, and working with the city and working with the artists and working with the, you know, BTSD services who sponsored it. So we're going to put that out. We're also doing some work. I can't say who's it with, but just know we share the same name. My name is Rock and they just got a nation behind there. So we're doing some work there. So we're keeping our heads down. We staying humble, and we're not taking every opportunity, but we're taking the opportunities that God has assigned for us. And let me say this, and I think y'all can attest to this. Some people want to be successful so bad they just take everything that come their way, and they don't get a chance to perfect their gift. They don't get a chance to create their style. Like, I know my creative style, right? And it's not like some people are really great at you know, really flashy stuff. My thing is, from my creative style as a creative director, I just want you to feel like you were there. I want you to, and one guy told me that like a year ago, he called me and said, yo, Rock, I want to work with you. I want to bop, 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 bop. And I'm like, so, you know, how'd you find out about me? He's like, no, your brother put me onto you. And I just was like watching all your stuff. And turns out, like, bro, everything I watched for you, it felt like I was there, or there's a heartbeat behind what you do that I just feel it. And then so, you know, I started working with O, and then everybody that hit me up be like, yo, I feel like I know O because of that stuff y'all do. I feel like I know him. Like, you don't know him? Like, nah, I know him because I watch your videos of him, you know, or the work that I do with Jermaine, or I work everywhere. But like the style is that I want people to feel like they were there. I want them to feel like they were a part of it, even if they weren't there. And I want them to understand what they're watching. I want them to feel it. Like what we did with the, you know, Chadwick Boseman tribute. I'm getting DMs all day, every day. People telling me exactly like, yo, I felt that, like, that set different with me, yo. Like, and I just did a YouTube video that's going to come out soon that talks about this thing got shared and downloaded so many times that the quality of the video is gone. The quality, the sharpness is, that went away years ago, like days ago. But it's so impactful, the story behind it, that it doesn't matter how crispy it is, people feel it. You feel what I'm saying? And so that's my style. When it comes to you, Neandre, and I'm jumping back into it, but and I'll let y'all go in a second, but when it comes to your style behind Black Menswear, it's something different behind Black Men, because there's a million other fashion blogs. There's a million other fashion organizations that are doing things, but yours just kind of like took on and hit a little different. Even the ones that have a million is not getting that same love. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What is it, bro?
Nah, so, and the thing about it, so I've made it a point to where, you know, unfortunately, and you hit it too, every opportunity you don't take, I don't put everything on my page that I get. I mean, you can imagine how many submissions I get, how many DMs I get, but I want my page to be the highest quality imagery, the highest quality suiting, the highest quality perception of the Black man. Like, that's why I'm so particular with what I put on there. And what it does too, it also helps guys to come better the next time, right? So I have guys that say, hey man, I would love to get my stuff, you know, posted on the page. And I tell them, I say, you know, unfortunately, this isn't up to the quality level that we want for the page.
You tell them that?
They come, yeah, I tell them that because it betters them. If you're trying to build a portfolio and you think, you know, you really trying to be in, you know, photography and modeling and these kind of things, you need somebody to tell you that your work is a C+. You know what I'm saying? And so I let them know that. And bro, when I tell you, guys came back like, boom, I got something for you. And the work of quality is much different than what they initially presented.
So you're raising the bar.
Exactly. And that's always been the one of the underlying things in it is like, no, because everybody else, I know other pages, they just put stuff out, right? Oh, you submit it, cool, it goes out, you know, they post it. But I'm like, nah, I'm not, I want this. And again, it kind of comes back to being like, we want to be the Black GQ. We want guys to come and say, okay, if I'm going to an event, let me go to Black Menswear to find out what I'm going to wear versus, okay, it's just stuff on the Black Menswear page. That's why.
That's the same vibe that I used to get from, you know, GQ. Like, GQ used to be my go-to, you know what I mean? I love GQ. Now it's not the same anymore, I don't think. Like, and you can let me know, you in the industry a lot heavier than I am when it comes to that, but I feel like it's not the same. Like, GQ used to make me feel a certain kind of way.
Right.
It made me feel like, between that,
yeah,
it made me feel a kind of way, and it don't make me feel like that no more. So I'm gonna let y'all go, and we gotta do this again. I'm looking forward to the next one you're gonna have, bro. That flash mob was crazy. In about a week or less, you know, y'all gonna see some more imagery coming out that's gonna rack y'all. Y'all gonna be like, how they doing this? It's gonna blow y'all minds. And I'm excited to be a part of that, man, to be a part of the creative team that's putting that magic out into the atmosphere. So with that being said, I'm gonna give final words to all of you guys, and then we're gonna drop off and this audio, you guys will hear this audio on the podcast in the next day or so. So go ahead, Jermaine. I'm going to give it to you first, buddy.
What am I saying? I'm sorry.
Final words and remarks. The benediction.
Okay. I'm going to say, chase your dreams. Even when somebody tell you no, don't let that be a hindrance. That should make you go strong and harder, because I was told no thousands of times and I still get told no. But for me, that just pushed me to say, okay, I need to go back, reevaluate how I'm doing myself and present myself a whole different way when I come back. So keep striving, keep being great. Make sure you pay God first in everything you do and you'll come up.
Oh, that was a perfect, like, did you practice that?
No.
Oh.
So one quick thing, Neandre, are you familiar with Epitome Magazine in Dallas? They out of Dallas.
Say that again.
Are you familiar with Epitome Magazine?
I'm not.
Patrick Johnson. So he's out of Dallas. He has a magazine that's geared towards the religious culture, and I'm going to be on the feature cover of that in the next month or so. So I didn't know somebody else so I can connect you. Maybe there's a project you guys can work on together.
Question for you. Oh, before you go.
Yes, sir.
Who shot that? Who shot that?
Of course it was shot by my team, Jermaine Gibbs and Ryan Mitchell.
No, that's right. I just want to put that out there. It's a whole movie.
So let me just say this. Everything I do that's going out is done by my team. We're a team. We're definitely a team. We're good.
We on a team on the way to a million followers. Give us 6 months.
Hey.
I put it out there. I already put it in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is my party ways, and I'm sometimes I'll say I'm not trying to go super holy or super spiritual, but I am. Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Man, this has been a tough year for some people, and this has been a good year for some people, but it's all a part of the package. And when you get the package, you can't take out some parts and accept some parts. It is a part of this. And so, man, take whatever it is, whether you're on the peak of the mountain or if you're in the valley in between two mountains, take whatever lessons, take whatever licks you need to take, and be ready for what's next. Start preparing yourself for what's next. And if you look back over 100% of the days that you've had thus far in your life, you have succeeded 100% of the time because you're still standing here today.
That's what's up. I that was a good one. That was a real good one. You put some thought in that. Did you look at that scripture before you came on, or?
I know that scripture.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mine is Jeremiah 29:11, but you know. I'll just leave that. Y'all can go look it up.
Well, you could just take the one off my wall if you can't remember.
That's why he always sits there, so he know when he need to pull a scripture out, he can just move his head over and read that one. All right, Neandre, you got the last word, my guy.
No, man, I appreciate you guys having me on. Again, I'm Neandre, the founder of Black Menswear, on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Black Menswear. We are blackmenswear.com. But again, you know, my motivation for everybody, which is kind of reason why we are here today, is one thing that I heard a long time ago that's always resonated with me, that's kind of helped me with my endeavor is, you are the best version of you ever created, right? Because there's only one you. And when you focus on that and when you tap into that, and you don't let trying to be other people influence who you are, then that's when you kind of start working in your purpose and you start understanding your purpose a little bit more. So focus on you, be the better version of you, be the only version of you, which is the best version of you. And everything else kind of comes with that.
Man, that's crazy. And I'll say this, and listen, whatever it is you're building, whether it's a business, whether it's a brand, whether it's ministry, whatever it is, it could be a food truck on the side of the road. The thing that's going to make you successful more than anything else is your specific story. Not anybody else's story, not going about any other kind of way, but the story that you tell about what it is that you've been through to get to where you are. So if you tell your story, everything else will figure itself out. The marketing will figure itself out. How many, you know, you'll sell a million crab cakes a day if you can figure out how to share with people the human struggle you had to go through to sell them that crab cake. And that's what I'll leave you on. This is your guy, Rock Mitchell. And it's been my pleasure to have my brothers on the line with me. Odell Exact on Instagram, JUnique_UniqueEye on Instagram, and Neandre goes by Black Menswear. We want to change his name just to Black. Because if you're in Baltimore, everybody would call you Black. but then if they called you Black, you had to have black lips because you smoke. But that's neither here nor there. It's been a pleasure having you guys on. I appreciate it. Love you guys, and we'll see y'all real soon in Dallas.
All right, y'all.
Peace.